A scandal at Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, could cost some students their degrees. The school says that undergraduates and graduate students paid an assistant registrar to change their grades in the school's computer systems. More than 500 students are implicated in the scheme, which stretches back to 1995. Southern University is the country's largest historically black university. Edward Jackson is the chancellor, and he joins us from Baton Rouge. Mr. Jackson, what happened?
Well, I guess some people got a little anxious to get some good grades and chose the wrong path and may have found themselves in considerable trouble because of it. And as best we can put it together, students were offered the opportunity to have the grades changed for them in the computer system, and the offer was either received by or transmitted to the person that we believe made the changes. The person at the time was the assistant registrar, and so that person made changes in the computer system to benefit students in return for, we believe, money.
Any idea how much money traded hands?
We've heard various pieces on that, $200, $300, $400 for a grade.
This scheme has apparently been going on for 9 years now. How did you find out about it?
Quite by accident, as these things often are discovered. Some professors in the School of Education noticed that an individual was displaying credentials that she did not earn. And as soon as they discovered it, they reported it to my office, and we immediately launched an investigation. We thought we were investigating a single case until we got into it and began noticing other changes that could not be verified. And so the case kept growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
It sounds like from some of the reports that have been coming out that a number of students were well aware of this, that it was something of an open secret on campus that this was going on, and I wonder why it is that the administration didn't know about it if the students did.
Well, I disagree that it was an open secret. It may have been a secret. It may have been gossiped about. It may have been speculation within small groups, but it certainly was not anything that rose to the level where it attracted the attention of the administration. Otherwise, we would have cleaned this out a long time ago.
The district attorney is looking into this, so I guess there's the possibility of criminal charges. But what about what the university is going to do with if this turns out to be a number of students whose grades were changed for the better? What happens to them?
Where we find after our due process hearings, where we find that we are correct, that is, that the grades were not earned, we will revoke those grades or any degrees that were had because of the grades.
I imagine, as chancellor, this has got to be a huge nightmare for you, and I wonder if you're worried about a lasting taint on the reputation of your school.
No, I'm not too much worried about that. It is a big matter, and I don't want to belittle it. It's a serious matter. But this school is 124 years old. We will grow from this. We will learn from this, and we will grow from this. And we will become a better and a stronger institution because of it. And so there will be a brightness beyond the clouds, and we think we're not far from that.
Mr. Jackson, thanks for being with us.
You're very, very welcome.
Edward Jackson is chancellor of Southern University in Baton Rouge, where an assistant registrar allegedly took money to change the grades of more than 500 students.